Commercials for R&R Sanitation porta potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation porta potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation porta potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time is here to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141. The place with a big red chair.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Plus, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will. Answer all of your questions.
Yes, we will.
Yes, we will compare our prices to the market to make sure that you get the biggest savings.
Right now at Jack Schmidt Ford in Collinsville, get $3,000 cash back on a new 2017 Ford Fusion Edge or Explorer on top of their already great savings.
Yes, we will work hard to earn your business.
The other guys put into the deal. You didn't like the way they made you feel. Now you're headed to the home of Yes, We Will. Jack Schmidt Ford, you get out of Collinsville.
Hi, this is Molly from the Piccadilly Manhattan. The backyard barbecue season is gearing up. Come join us Wednesdays for our 24-ounce pork steak that you can cut with a fork. We smoke them with hickory and charcoal and season them with our own rub and sauce. Pork not your thing? Get a brisket burger that we grind in-house every day, finished with American cheese on a Hawaiian bun. We have daily specials and a full bar. We're open Tuesday through Saturday. Call for details or a reservation today. 314-646-0016. See you soon.
Carl Gentile, Robert Herman, Bobby Kehoe, Denny Long, Jack McKenzie, Pat McBride, Val Palazzaro, Steve Petcher, Pete Sorber, Al Trost, Denny Vaniger, and Lou Fuse Jr. will be honored May the 5th at the first Legends of Soccer brought to you by KTRS, Worldwide Technology, and the St. Louis Sports Hall of Fame. Tickets for the buffet and program are $75, table $750. Call 618-558-4861, online at STLSHOF.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Hi, it's Frank O'Pinion. I have been fortunate enough the last 30, 40 years to have new cars whenever I felt that I needed a new car. Even when I didn't need one, just because I had fever or saw something I thought I had to have. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody has that luxury. There are people that don't get a new car, but every 10 years. There are people that never get a new car, either by choice. They choose to buy a demo at the end of the model year, or they choose to buy something 2 or 3 years old. Or maybe not. Maybe they can't. Maybe all they can afford is a pre-owned. They get it at Johnny Lotto. They get that if you buy a pre-owned, it's very possible that to you, that's like a new car. That is your new car. So the experience should be every bit as good as it is for people who are buying something new, even something that cost a few bucks, like a fully loaded Suburban for $60,000. Should all be treated the same, and you are. So, if you're one of those people that says, I hate buying a car, that tells me you've never shopped at Johnny Landoff. Let's fix that. What do you say? Include them on that list of dealers you're going to visit, and I think they will win your business. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, up in North County, Washington, Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, or 24/7 at Landoff.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Tim Weiland, Ian Geis all here with me. And here's a dead guy.
Yeah. Everybody.
This is Cuba Gooding Sr., who died today at the age of 72.
Well, before you do anything...
The group was called The Main Ingredient. And we're using it to kick off the Harris Challenge today. If you would like to play, not the Fool, but the Harris Challenge, our phone numbers are 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and most smartphones can also get in here with free calls to *KTRS. If you do get on the challenge, you'll get a category full of questions, and if you answer them... Well, if you answer them correctly, you'll get points, and if you get enough points, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have 12 free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
We also have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card for you. They also have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
Ooh, 79.
Or you might choose a pair of tickets to see Killer Queen. It's a tribute to Queen. And that's happening Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Go to familyarena.com for more information.
And if you get all the questions in your category correct, we will reward you with a bonus prize.
Oh, you're going to get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to candici's.net. Plus, we'll throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow. It's like a travel pillow with a fan inside. It's great for women having a little hot flash, if you know what I mean.
Or by the way, guys, Mother's Day is only 3 weeks away. This is a good thing for mom.
Oh, it is. It is. All you have to do is go to breezybuddy.com if you want to check it out.
All right, let's meet our first contestant on the Harris Challenge today, and it's Dan. Hi,
Hello
Dan.
There.
How are you?
Hey there.
Welcome to the show. As you may know, if you're a regular listener, everybody who gets on the challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement. Go right ahead.
I'd like to say hello to my wonderful and beautiful and talented daughter, Sophie.
Okay.
She's probably listening.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which three categories come spilling out first. We'll have a total of 5 with each of our 5 contestants, but only 3 of them for you to choose from here. The first one, of course, is, have you been paying attention? Category 2, get ready for the March on Science. Big event going on nationally tomorrow. The big one's in Washington, but there'll also be one here on Market Street in St. Louis tomorrow afternoon. And the third category is Time's 100 Most Influential People.
I better do the have you been paying attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. From what job in St. Louis City did Sam Dotson resign this week?
Police chief.
Correct. Which longtime Fox News host lost his job this week after advertisers boycotted his show because of sexual harassment settlements?
Bill O'Reilly.
Correct. Which company introduced the Unicorn Frappuccino this week?
Probably Starbucks.
Correct. Which tennis superstar who won the Australian Open earlier this year announced this week that she's 20 weeks pregnant?
Serena
Williams is right. Now for the clean sweep. Which former NFL star committed suicide in his jail cell just days after being acquitted of a double murder?
Aaron Hernandez.
That is correct. Of course, he still was going to have to do lifetime for the other murder he committed, but they're still trying to figure out exactly what he did. I do think one thing about this story is a little odd. They say they think foul play may have been involved, and yet his jail cell door was blocked from the inside.
And he had put soap on the floor. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
And he was by himself.
Yeah, it was a single cell.
So I don't know how foul play may have been involved. But that doesn't matter, Dan, because you got all the questions right, and that's what we call the clean sweep.
Hooray!
Nicely done. So hang on, Dan. I'll tell you how you get a whole bunch of prizes, and I will move on to our second contestant today. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi, welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I was going to plug the power of the Big 550. I'm just pulling in here to Evansville, Indiana, and you're still coming in loud and clear.
Beautiful.
Go Blues.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you very much. And, yeah, the Blues going for it this weekend with Game 5 against the Wild. All right, which category would you like, Scott? We have Get Ready for the March on Science, Time's 100 Most Influential People, or Facts About Earth Day, which is also tomorrow.
How about the 100 most influential people?
All right. The good news for you, Scott, is you only have to know about five of them.
Well, great.
Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Make sure they're the right five.
Well, let's see. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What position does General James Mattis hold in the Trump cabinet? You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Who hosts the TV show Full Frontal on TBS?
Pass.
What is the name of the guy married to Donald Trump's oldest daughter?
Mr. Ivanka.
We'll go to the four-pointer. With his movie Get Out, who became the first African-American writer-director with a $100 million film debut? Chose the category of his own free will.
Smart. Yes.
Jordan Peele is the answer. Narendra Modi is prime minister of the world's largest democracy. What country is that?
Wow. No clue.
That would be India. We needed Jared Kushner. We could not accept Mr. Ivanka. For the guy married to Donald Trump's oldest daughter. Samantha Bee is the host of Full Frontal. And the general, in General James Mattis's name, might have given away that he's the Secretary of Defense. So, Dan got them all right, Scott. Mm. You did the opposite of that. Got a big goose egg. And so I'm going to have to punish you. As you know, here on the Harris Challenge, sometimes we play bad singing. Sometimes it's good singing, but it's inappropriate for the song that's being sung. I think that applies to this one. From 2005, when Paul Anka appeared on the David Letterman Show and sang Nirvana.
Oh, wow.
Load up, load up. Bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, she's self-assured. Oh no, I know, a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello.
We've come a long way from flannel to a tuxedo.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right. Goodbye, Scott.
Hello. Yeah, you could have played that You're Having My Baby, and it'd been worse.
You're exactly right. Thank you very much for playing.
Hey, before you go to the next contestant,
yes.
I need Dan to call me back. He might have to wait until after the challenge is finished, but I need to ask him one more question.
Okay.
Okay.
Is it a personal question?
It might be, but okay. No, I just need to ask him one more question.
All right, fine. Let's go to our third contestant now. Hello, Mark.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Go ahead and plug something.
I'd like to plug my beautiful wife of 30 years, Deborah.
Okay.
Whoa.
We have...
Well, put it that way.
What you do on your own free time. Which category would you like here, Mark? We have Get Ready for the March on Science, Facts About Earth Day, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
Multiple Choice Week.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which New England Patriot player did go to the White House with his teammates to meet the president? Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, or Danny Amendola?
Gronk.
Correct. Why has the Israeli Labor Party changed the date of its election this summer? Too many people would be on vacation, it conflicts with a Britney Spears concert date, or they mistakenly scheduled it for a Saturday.
Scheduled for a Saturday.
No, it's the Britney Spears date. Which former Jersey Shore star has been indicted for the second time on federal tax evasion charges? The Situation, Snooki, or JWoww?
The Situation.
Correct. What happened to 6,755 post office employees last year, up 200 from the year before? Were they attacked by dogs, replaced by robots, or retired with full pensions?
Replaced by robots.
Attacked by dogs. According to the Census Bureau, which major profession has the most people working past 65? Financial analysts, real estate agents, or tax preparers? I'll give you a chance to answer.
Tax preparers.
Tax preparers is right. 14.2% of tax preparers are over 65 years old. Realtors, 11.7. Financial analysts, not so much. Less than 1%. So let's see how you did here, Mark. You got the 5, you got the 3, you got the 1. All those odd numbers add up to 9 points and make you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, now you're going to have to call back so Dan can... you're on the phone already.
No, yeah.
He's fine.
Just hang on and Dan will get your information, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you're very welcome. Here's our fourth contestant. Hi, Tim.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I'm a car dealer from a different dealer, so I won't disrespect your advertisers. I'll just plug the Blues.
Okay, we appreciate that. Two categories left, Tim. Get ready for the March on Science or Facts About Earth Day.
Oh, my God. How about neither? But I'll take Facts on Earth Day, I guess.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What ocean are you in if you're at the deepest underwater spot on Earth, the Mariana Trench?
I'll say the Pacific.
That's correct. Within 5, how many sovereign nations are there right now on Earth?
12.
206. You were very close. Rounded to the nearest billion, how many people are on Earth right now?
7 billion.
Within 5, what percentage of the Earth is covered by land, not water?
22%?
It's 29. What country has the second biggest economy on Earth behind the USA?
China.
That's correct. It is China. 12 nations, really?
You messed me up on the sovereignty, So,
12. All right, Tim.
You got, how many nations in the Olympics? I would have had it.
You got the 5-pointer and the 1-pointer, and that's only 6. So you're going to have to be punished as well.
Oh boy,
Mr. Anka, sing it your way.
With the lights out, less dangerous.
See, he also wrote
here
my
we
way.
Are now. Entertain us. I feel stupid.
Yeah.
Contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us.
Hey, I think we're going to do this tomorrow night.
Welcome back. The Cyberge.
The lounge tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful Polynesian room.
Yeah.
At Hojo's.
All right, Tim. I'm glad you played, but I'm sorry you didn't win. Have a good weekend.
Have a great one, too, you guys.
Thank you very much. Here's our final contestant. Hi, Ken.
Good afternoon. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And I just want to let you know I picked a bad week to call because you. Music is brutal.
Yes, it is. It's always brutal if you get punished. But you know how you can protect yourself from that is do well in your category, Ken.
There you go.
Your category is get ready for the March on Science, which, as I said, is going on tomorrow. And all of these questions have nothing to do with the march, but something to do with science. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which band runs through the history of science in its theme song for the Big Bang Theory?
Pass.
Who was the creator and star of the original PBS series Cosmos, which Neil deGrasse Tyson updated a few years ago?
Oh my gosh, pass.
Of the 6 current members of Congress who are scientists, what field do half of them have a degree in? Physics, chemistry, or microbiology?
Physics.
Physics is right. Who played the woman that Anthony Michael Hall and Elon Mitchell Smith created in the 1985 movie Weird Science?
I can see her face. I can't think of her name. Pass.
Who had a hit in 1982 with the song She Blinded Me with Science?
Oh, no, I got to listen to Paul Anka.
I can tell you, he did not do She Blinded Me with Science.
I'll pass.
Well, we're going to run out of time.
Don't read
them
again.
Okay.
I know that one.
I do, too.
Dan?
Thomas Dolby.
Correct. Look, that was teamwork.
Yeah.
Dan and Tim. Do any of you remember who the woman was in Weird Science?
Kelly LeBrock.
That's correct.
Ooh.
The original guy behind Cosmos was Carl Sagan, and the theme song for The Big Bang Theory is by Bare Naked Ladies.
Ah.
Ken, all you got was 3 points for the physics.
Yeah, I know.
And so, yeah, you are going to be punished.
I'm worse at what I do best. Ouch. For this gift.
It's that lounge phrasing.
Our little group has always been and always will until the end.
All right.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Thank you for your show, not for your music.
I appreciate that, Ken. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. If you've missed previous episodes, check the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.
Meet me.
Okay, I will put out a request once again to Dan, who was the clean sweep winner, the very first contestant of the Harris Challenge, to call me back. I need to ask you one more question. Right now, we have a look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Obviously, it must be his phone number, otherwise you'd have called him back, right?
Yes. And it's not necessarily his phone number either.
Okay. Well, we've got a mess out on the highways right now. We've got southbound or northbound 270 past Dorset. This is a really serious accident. They've got four right lanes blocked, only the left lane getting through. And right now, it looks like your traffic is jammed all the way back to Highway 40. Here's the other accidents. Northbound 170 at Highway 70, two left lanes. Southbound 270 at 370, the left lane is blocked there. On southbound 55 past Rivas, they've moved it out of the right lane off to the right shoulder, but traffic jamming from Weber Road. Southbound 55, midway between M and Z, you're jammed north of Imperial Main. And westbound 370 at Spencer, the right lane is blocked there. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, and calendars. Visit staples.com/print and marketing services for more. Staples. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Desk.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the visiting Charlotte Independents Saturday, April 22nd, game time 7:30. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
KTRS text line users are well connected and totally up on what's happening. Non-KTRS text line users are, well, they're not. They're kind of in the dark about things. Come out of the dark, grab your phone, and text KTRS to 84126 to get the latest news updates, to get the latest sports updates. And of course, you can text your questions, comments, and try to win some really neat stuff. The KTRS text line. Your connection to us and our connection to you. On the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. Due to an important ruling to protect consumers in credit card debt, there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt and with no upfront cost. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information on how much you can save, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-700-7501. If you can't afford to pay off all of your debt, don't let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster and safer than you ever thought possible as a result of this rule, without bankruptcy or debt consolidation. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-700-7501. That's 1-800-700-7501. 1-800-700-7501.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text FUEL to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting FUEL to 369-369.
Hi, I'm Florida Mayor Tom Schneider with an important message from the beautiful city about using single-stream recycle totes at your house. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than the county, state, and constitution, so we inherited a responsibility to set a good example of citizenship, like conserving resources and protecting the environment for future generations, the grandchildren. Florissant was awarded a grant from St. Louis County Department of Public Health to use some landfill surcharge funds to promote single-stream recycling by increasing awareness and usage of those special curbside totes to reduce unnecessary dumping in landfills and to recycle renewables. We need your help to reduce the costly overuse of landfills. It's easy and could lower trash bills. Paper, plastic, glass, and metals can go into the same recycle tote and everything else goes in the garbage. Florissant residents can obtain free recycle totes and delivery from our health department. Check florissantmo.com. If you're not a lucky Florissant resident, then call your city or county to get your recycle tote today.
JJS Floor, located at 2301 Gravois in the heart of the city, has a tremendous reputation for not only servicing residential customers, but also commercial, institutional, and industrial clients as well. And did you know that they are also a favorite of real estate and rehab investors because of their low prices and quick service? Part of JJS Flooring's secret is not only that they have been in business for over 30 years, but they deal directly with the manufacturers to get you the best prices. And their service is second to none. JJS Flooring has the largest warehouse in the city and stocks all the most popular flooring. So if you're ready for new flooring, contact them today at 314-772-3996 or on the web at jjsfloor.com. Let JJS show you how they can save you money. Shop the city and save JJS Flooring. Like them on Facebook.
I bet you know the doctors, but you may not know the name. Sound Health Services. It's the largest privately owned ENT group in the St. Louis area. The doctors at Sound's 15 locations providing excellent care for ear, nose, and throat conditions, hearing and allergy care, dizziness and balance issues, as well as voice and swallowing conditions. They offer the convenience of a large group practice with multiple office sites and prompt appointment scheduling. Great service and great care at soundhealthservices.com. soundhealthservices.com.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and see licensing and terms and conditions.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
I'm Bert Vescolani, President and CEO of the St. Louis Science Center. We are driven in our role to bring the awareness of science and a sustainable environment to the St. Louis area. That's why utilizing alternative forms of transportation like carpooling and vanpooling through ride finders are so important. This simple lifestyle change takes vehicles off our roads and pollutants out of our air. We call it sustainable commuting. Make St. Louis better. Go to sharetherideSTL.com to learn more. Ride finders, what drives you?
ABC Radio presents Career Course,
brought to you by Indeed.com.
I'm ABC's chief business correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, with two easy steps to building a team. Know yourself as a leader. Great managers know their strengths and weaknesses and hire those who can help fill in the gaps. And clearly define roles and celebrate success. It sounds simple, but making responsibilities clear and praising the wins is one of the most important steps to getting your team to work together.
Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I just went into the Smokehouse a couple days ago and got a farmer's market salad. So good, so fresh, so delicious, and enough to feed two people. Just one of the many things you can get at the Smokehouse. And, of course, next door, the great food at Annie Gunn's. They sponsor this gentleman who is done with his trip to New York and, I believe, back in Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans.
That's right, I'm back in LA now. I don't know where you've been.
Did you have a good time on the East Coast?
I love New York.
Yeah?
You like New York?
Yeah, I like to go there and do stuff and then get out. There's only so much urine smell I can take.
Well, you should go places that don't have urine.
Well, we were just talking about New York.
The greatest restaurants in the world are located in New York, and I don't think you can go into Patsy's on 56 to smell urine.
No, but right outside.
You like to hang out where the people are urinating? That's up to you, homie.
Okay.
That's up to you. You want to go to the urinating places, but I prefer the really nice places in New York.
Yeah.
But hey, that's just me.
Yep.
That's just me.
Okay.
Odd pop quiz question. Name the name of the star who in high school was on the swimming, golf, track, tennis team. He also has had all of his teeth tapped. He plays really good guitar. And he's been banned from China for life.
Wow. Wow.
Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt, Brad Cooper. Answer in a minute. Love Nugget. Mila Kunis threw out the first ball at Wrigley Field the other day, called it the happiest thing she's ever done. Mm-hmm. And the called herself the biggest Cub fan, while her husband, Ashton Kutcher, is a huge Dodger fan. They live in L.A. and are spotted usually at Dodger Stadium. They go to a lot of games. New York celebrity sighting. I don't think they were smelling urine.
If they were outside near the sidewalk, they were.
They have a home in Los Angeles, but another down the street on Clinton Hill, Brooklyn, where I was staying. Emily Blunt and her husband, John Krasinski, walking their dog.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Movie review, homie!
Yeah.
Did you see City of Lost, homie?
No, I didn't.
3 stars. I gave it 3 stars last week. It opens everywhere today. Great film. But I have a couple others for it. Homie! Did you see Free Fire, homie?
No. I was going to go last night, and I decided not to at the last minute. Should I have?
Yeah. It's a film about gunrunners in Boston in the 1970s, and it not only has some of the longest and most violent gunfights, it also has some of the funniest gunfights in history. And when it's not violent, it's hilarious, and sometimes it's both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Rated R, only 85 minutes. You got like that.
Yep.
3 stars. And another new film, a Disney nature film, Born in China. 4 stars.
Yeah.
Publicists say 5 years from now, only Kardashians / Jenner that people will be following will be Kendall. Kim, Khloe, Kylie, they say will all be out of the public's eye. Well, 3 out of 4 is not bad. You know?
Yep.
It's not good. Not bad. Hey, you want to... Do you eat eggs for breakfast, homie?
Yes, I do.
I love eggs, homie! Well, if you want to eat an egg, folks, go ahead. A 25-year University of Arizona study proves that the waxy substance, unique only to a yolk in eggs, that holds the yolk, does indeed have cholesterol. However, it does not stick to your veins like all other cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have eggs if you want.
I have recently been making egg salad, which reminded me what a pain in the butt it is to peel a hard-boiled egg.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's very easy to peel. Let me tell you how.
Yes.
Okay. Take the hard-boiled egg. Yeah. It's hard-boiled.
Yeah.
Put it in a cup. Take the cup and fill it about half of the egg is covered.
Okay.
With water.
Uh-huh.
Put your hand over the top of the cup.
Yeah.
Shake it violently.
Yeah.
Pull the egg out, and the egg will just fall out of the shell.
Really?
Fall out of the shell.
I will try that.
I guarantee it works every time. Let's get to the populist question. Who is was on his high school golf, track, tennis, swimming team, lettered and all, has had all his teeth capped, plays a really good guitar, and has been banned from China for life? Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Gosling, Brad Pitt, Brad Cooper.
Ian, you want to go first?
I will say Gosling.
Dan?
That's what I was going to say.
Tim?
Gosling.
Well, then I'll go with Ryan Reynolds.
I'll go Brad Pitt.
The answer is Brad Pitt.
Whoa! Thank you.
And do you know why he was banned from China?
No.
Something to do with Angelina?
Nope. His 7 years in Tibet.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
banned him forever.
Right.
Very, very good.
Thank
and
you.
Finally, it's a Friday. Over to Monday, you're going to play a Friday. How about them blues on me? How about this Edmonton Oilers on me? Lily Okalani, Lani on the OK, Hella Koo and a car, and hoo hoo ho. Two way, heavy, heavy, heavy.
Anana Poli Makawani, Anna Oda, Nana Lulawa, Hawaii.
I can't believe you didn't hire him as the lead singer of the Daily Planet, Dan.
Yeah.
I know.
That's Dan's new band.
No, the Seventh Planet.
That's what I said.
Seventh Planet,
and
man.
You have your first gig ever tomorrow.
That's right. Our debut, our debut tomorrow night at Night Shift Bar and Grill in St. Peter's. It's right on Mexico Road and Cave Springs. So come on out. We start at 9 o'clock.
All right.
It's going to be a good time. Good food and stuff. Night Shift.
By the way, if you're a friend of Dan's, he would text you and remind you about this, but he broke his phone this morning and has been spending the entire show distracted from our content to try to remember who he's friends with and put them in the context.
Oh my goodness.
How's that going, by the way?
It's been insane. I'm telling you, when you do that, when you lose your phone and it's not working at all, you go into a panic.
Oh, yeah.
It's a panic of, I'm on a deserted island. I'll never talk to anyone again.
Yeah. Even if it happens right before you go to sleep, let's say you drop it and the screen cracks.
And that's what happened.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It happened before. It fell off the table, hit my guitar, and cracked. The screen is black. The phone will turn on.
You couldn't take this to, like, the kiosk at West County Mall where the guy fixes it while you wait?
I don't know. I don't think so.
More damage than that.
The guy said that all the pixels and everything in there.
Oh, no, not the pixels.
Are just messed up. And that's why the screen is black.
Ian's our tech guy. The pixels broken. Broken pixels bad.
Oh, yeah.
Is that bad?
Pixels are. You need those to see.
Pixels and stuff.
Yeah, it's worse than wounded minions. Be very, very, very
You guys
careful.
Make fun of me because I've got a flip phone, but you know what? I remember phone numbers and I've got them written down on a piece of paper in a desk drawer. So.
I've said this before. I'll say it again. I don't know my own brother's phone number.
Yeah.
But that's because it's in here. All right, time now for Knuckleheads in the News, which is brought to you by Laclede Cab. They are the AM and the PM cab company with their own app, STL Taxi, and their own phone number. Put this in your phone so you can call them. 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Sarasota, Florida, where Francis Tiafoe was playing Mitchell Krueger in a first-round match of the Sarasota Open this week. Tiafoe was serving love 15 in the first game of the second set when he was distracted by what sounded like somebody in the crowd watching a porn video on their phone with the volume cranked all the way up. He laughed for a second, and then he served, and the match continued. But after the next point, the sound was still audible to everybody in the stands and on the court. Krueger went to get a practice ball and fired it into the stands in the direction the noise was coming from, and it seemed to stop then, but 10 seconds later, the lovemaking sounds continued. It was then that Mike Cation, who was doing the match on the video live stream, figured out that the sex noise was not coming from somebody's phone in the stands. It was two actual people having actual sex in an actual apartment nearby with the windows open. Before the next serve, Tiafoe joked, "Oh, come on, it can't be that good." It went on and on. Story number two is from New Caney, Texas, where Gracie Henderson had just moved into a new house and had a problem with the toilet. There was something in there clogging it up. She did not have a plunger nearby, so she put her hand down there to pull out whatever it was. Unfortunately, Gracie was wearing her watch at the time, and with it on her wrist, she couldn't pull her hand out. Even after several minutes of trying, it was stuck. So she used her other hand, which had a phone in it, to dial 911. The firefighters came. They had to remove the toilet from the floor and then break it apart to get Gracie free. She had a good sense of humor about the incident, not only explaining what happened to her friends, but sharing video of the whole thing with the local TV station in Houston. Story 3, Palm Springs, California. Last weekend, tens of thousands of people went to the Coachella Festival. They all had their smartphones with them when they got there. But then a bunch of the phones started disappearing. So the phone owners used some friends' phones to fire up the Find My iPhone app and track where their phones had gone. Several of them independently narrowed it down to a guy who was walking around the grounds who was later identified as Ronaldo Hanau. They followed the blip on their screens and found the guy and turned him over to security, which checked his backpack and found 100 iPhones and Android phones this guy had just picked up off of people's blankets at Coachella. Police say they were able to return several of the phones that night or the following day. The rest of them went into Coachella's Lost and Found. And our final story today is from contributor Dan Johnson. A story from Lakeland, Florida, where the cops were searching Facebook on Monday when they found 18-year-old Markeisha Wilkerson broadcasting a video of herself via Facebook Live. Markeisha had two warrants out for her arrest for improper display of a firearm and failing to appear in court. While watching the video, one of the cops recognized that Markeisha was at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant. So they dispatched a patrol car there, and before she had stopped her Facebook Live feed, she was arrested. Took less than 10 minutes. The sheriff then posted on his Facebook page, "Crazy criminals are appreciated. Stupid criminals are really appreciated. We highly recommend that if we're looking for you, you should immediately post all of your information on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else, because that will help us out. And let me add that I encourage you to do the same, because I always need more knuckleheads in the news. If you have one to contribute like Dan and our other contributors, you can always email it to paul@harrisonline.com. Now, before we go, I've got to talk for just a moment about Alex Jones, who is a right-wing wacko guy who I had never heard of until just a few months ago. He's got his own website and his own TV show on that website and an internet radio show as well. His name has come up in the news because he's involved in a custody battle with his ex-wife, who has claimed that he is crazy around the house as he is on TV and is bad with the kids. And so they're in court this week. And as part of the custody battle, Alex Jones was asked about several times when he couldn't remember his own children's names, which would be bad in a custody battle. His excuse was, well, you can't blame me. I had had a big bowl of chili for lunch.
Oh.
His attorney said, what? And he said, yeah, when I have chili, I kind of I have some memory loss every time I eat a big bowl of chili. And so when the attorney for his ex-wife, Kelly, got up there to cross-examine him, they got back into the chili discussion. The lawyer said, have you eaten any chili today? I want to make sure I'm asking you questions you can remember the answer to. He said, yeah, no, I didn't have any chili today. I made sure not to have any today. I did have a couple of breakfast tacos. And the lawyer said, are those an issue for you? He said, no, I'm good if I have two of those, but seven or eight, I can't remember anything. Again, this is a guy trying to keep custody of his children. And that's not the only bizarre thing that came out of the Alex Jones trial this week, right, Ian?
Yes, I read just a little bit ago that they asked him where and when he smokes weed.
Yes.
And he responded to the lawyer saying, well, I smoke it once a year just to gauge how strong it is.
And so he can talk about it on his show.
That's what, he goes, that's what law enforcement does to keep track on how potent marijuana is nowadays.
Let me tell you something. I haven't smoked weed in almost 40 years. If I tried it once a year, I could not tell you how it compared to what it was like a year ago,
yeah,
or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. He's doing some independent police authority tests?
Right.
No. I don't buy it, Alex. I think that it may be the weed that's making you eat all the chili, and that's where the problems are coming from. Those are your, I was going to say those are your knuckleheads in the news, but that's just a little bonus story for you here today. On behalf of Tim and Ian and Dan and Max and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic with Jim Weiland. All right, Dan, serious accident on northbound 270 north of Dorset. I don't see any sign of it being cleared up. It's only the left lane is getting through. This is northbound 270 north of Dorset. They have cleared the accident at southbound 55 at Revis and also between Highway M and Highway Z. And we've got a new crash on eastbound Highway 40 just before Clarkson that's blocking. Traffic is backed up almost along road. You have a southbound 270 drivers jamming up from Highway 70 down through Dorset as they take a look at this crash. They just now moved the accident, or cleared the accident, northbound 170 at Highway 70. Traffic is still a mess, though, from Pay or Olive all the way up through 70. And downtown, you're still running a bit slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. HP Savings Month at Staples means big savings on great HP products all month long. Experience the outstanding print quality of HP Ink at stores or staples.com/HP Month. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
I'm Jim Hewer, inviting you to listen to The Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9, Monday through Friday, on the Big 550, KTRS.
Hey, St. Louis, don't buy your next real estate investment property without listening to the Freedom Investing Lifestyle Show every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. with your host, Nick Bauer, the Real Estate Investment Coach, heard only on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
Hurry into Buffalo Wild Wings for happy hour Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., and late night happy hour 9 p.m. to close. Draft beer starting at just $2. Wings, beer, sports.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Right now on Fox 2 News at 6, ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft are about to go statewide. All that's left is for Governor Eric Greitens to sign the legislation when he plans to do just that.
Watching a slow-moving storm system tonight spreading waves of rain over the bi-state area, I'll tell you how much to expect.
Adding some color to downtown this weekend, I'll tell you about a fun 5K course.
On Fox, ride-sharing businesses such as Uber and Lyft are about to become legal statewide in Missouri.
A story all new for you at 6. Fox News' Dan Gray reports the governor has set a date for signing the bill into law.
In recent years, there has been a patchwork of regulations from local government to local government for ride-sharing companies. Governor Eric Greitens says the new bill sets up a consistent